Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our friend Paul Ramosh with us. We're going to take calls in a second. Let's talk a little bit more about some law enforcement ghost stories, Paul. You told us a great one last hour. How about another one?
Well, what's interesting is so you've caused me more work, George.
Uh-huh. Good.
The first time I was on, I told you some ghost stories, and we've talked about it ever since. And my wife is like, hey, you should write some of those down into a book. And so actually in a couple months here,
that's
a book
the next
of
one.
CSI police ghost stories is coming out.
Perfect. We got to get you back for that full story.
I'd love to. It's coming out the end of June, so I'd love to come on.
Oh, great.
Back in a couple months and talk about it. But probably one of... an interesting story that came to me, earlier I talked about that conference where I went around to the tables and different people told me stories. This story is creepy, and it's probably extra creepy to me because it reminds me of one of the first kind of really nasty crime scenes I had seen. And I was just an intern at the time, and as an intern thinking about a job in forensic science, one of your main questions is, can I handle the gruesome scenes? You know, can I see this day in and day out and handle it and not go crazy or whatever, you know, not lose it. And so as an intern, I was really, you know, keen to see some of these things to see if I can handle them. So one of my first scenes was a woman who had committed suicide in a bathtub in one of our local hotels.
Oh, jeez.
And it was a horrible, horrible bloody mess. I won't go into a lot of details because I don't want to gross everybody out. But it was She was in the water. The water was, you know, looked just like it was mostly blood. It was just a horrible, horrible scene. And that's, you know, because it was one of my first ones, that's always kind of stayed with me. Well, at this conference, someone told me a story that, like I said, reminded me of, you know, my experience. And so the story goes is that a young family with a child about four or five years old moves into an apartment. And the child was, you know, had been potty trained for a few years. There was no, you know, issues like that with his child. But all of a sudden, after having moved or after moving into this apartment, the child would start to wet the bed, had started to wet the bed. And so parents, you know, the first time, you don't try to make a big deal about it. And the second time, you know, you're thinking, oh, okay, what's going on here? And after, you know, a week or so of this, they finally, you know, sat the child down and said, look, you've been potty trained. Why are you having all these accidents? And the child said, well, I don't want to go into the bathroom at night. And the parents were like, well, why not? And the child was really kind of hesitant and, you know, really nervous to talk. But finally, she said, well, there's a woman sitting in the bathtub in red water.
Oh, geez.
And at this, the parents are like, okay. And so they're thinking, is this just a nightmare? Is this the active imagination of a child? What's going on? So the mother started to ask around, and she asked a few of the neighbors, and no one had known of anything strange that had happened there. But a lot of people had kind of come and gone really quick. It was kind of a transitory place. And finally, she went and talked to the manager and said, look, this is what my daughter said. Has anything strange happened in these apartments? And the manager was like, well, are you sure you want to know? And mom's like, yeah, my daughter's having these problems. Well, a few tenants ago, a woman had killed herself in that bathtub.
And the little kid picked it up.
Yes.
What a story.
Yeah, when I heard that, you know, I think the hair on the back of my neck stood up a little bit because, in a way, it gave me a flashback to that first, one of the first horrible scenes I had.
When you were compiling these stories for the next book, did you reach any specific conclusions, Paul, about what you think is happening here?
Well, that is an interesting question because I think there's multiple things happening here. And, you know, it's something that many of your guests have echoed, that I think there's multiple types of experiences. Some, I think, are restless spirits. And, you know, like the case where my friend had that ghost follow him home. But some of the instances, I think, are recorded pieces of time. It's like a snippet of time that has somehow been trapped or recorded by the energy field or the building or whatever. And one of the weirdest stories or kind of series of stories in the book coming up, the book coming up is called Fingerprints and Phantoms.
Well, that's a good title.
It hopefully invokes.
And let me put out a quick call to any law enforcement. If you have stories like what you've been hearing from Paul, call us tonight and check in with us.
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
That would be
something. Hear that. But anyway, so one of the most interesting things that I don't really know what to make of, George, and maybe some of your researchers that, you know, deal specifically in ghosts would have some input, but from what I can tell, I am haunting my office right now.
You are.
I am, and it's bizarre. So there are several different stories that have happened where some of my coworkers have heard my voice clearly call their name, and I'm nowhere.
You're not there.
I'm not there at all. Like one time,
a doppelganger or something.
Well, who knows? Has part of my energy just
dissipated into something else?
Yeah, just stuck to that place, or is it a time warp? Or like who knows what it is? But yeah, one of them, there was three different instances that I put in the book. One, it was late at night. One of my coworkers was back in the records room. She clearly heard my voice from behind her say, "Angie." And she turned around expecting to see me.
Have you ever heard yourself there?
I haven't.
You have not.
I have not.
So they just hear you. That's weird.
Yeah. And so, yeah, what is that? And so is this one of the aspects of the haunting? If we go to the woman sitting in the red water, is that her spirit? Or was that just such a traumatic moment in time that it was captured?
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the guests that you've had on before have talked about, you know, recordings in the stone or something, something along those lines, that the stone of the building records this event. And so, you know, I think that explains part of it too. And then I also, you know, I think there's demons out there and evil spirits and things like that. And so I think the ghostly phenomenon isn't described by just one thing. I think there's multiple explanations for it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.